Rockjaw Grang set shaft to a longbow that resembled a young tree. He squinted along the arrow, stretching the flexible yew bow into a wide arc, tracking his quarry. The rat halted, relieved he was not being chased. He unslung his bow and began coolly choosing an arrow. Rockjaw's shaft took him out like a thunderbolt. The giant's hare shook his head at the fallen rat's foolishness.
Yon vermin should have kept her running. Hey, up! There's more!
Four more broke cover to the right from behind a low rise. Shooting off a few sling stones at the hares, they began dashing for the hilltop. Regardless of what orders they had been given, the vermin did not want to be caught out alone by the hares. Perigord turned to Twayblade and Riffle.
Cut them off! Try and take one alive! Rockjaw, you and Midge cover the hill. The rest of you, a bite face!
Tammo shot Russer a puzzled glance.
A bite face?
Sergeant Torgok grabbed Tammo and spun him around roughly.
Don't question orders, young'un. Do like the officer says.
A band of vermin poured out of the woodland toward them. Tammo and Pask whirled their slings as Perigord called out.
On my command, two slings, arrows, or one javelin. Then gird them with a will. Steady now. Let the blighters get closer.
Tammo felt his teeth begin to chatter. He ground them together tightly and caused his head to start shaking. The vermin faces were plainly visible now, painted red with some kind of mineral dye. Yelling, roaring and brandishing fearsome weapons, they rushed forward, paws pounding the earth. Perigord levelled his sabre at them, remarking almost casually,
"Let them have it, chaps."
Tammo's first slingshot missed altogether. In his excitement, he whipped the sling too high. His second shot took a weasel slap on the paw, causing him to drop his spear with a yelp. Then Tammo found himself charging with the long patrol, the war cry of the peddler's hares ripping from his throat, along with his comrades. Even Russo is shouting. They met with a clash, Perigord slaying the leading pair before they could blink an eye. Tammo thrust out of the stoat and missed. The stoat fainted with his cutlass, and as Tammo backed off, his foe skipped forward and tripped him. The young hare fell. He saw the stoat launch himself in a flying leap, cutlass first. Leaving himself swiftly aside, Tammo kept his paw outstretched with the dirk pointed upward. The stoat landed heavily on the blade. Pulling his blade free, Tammo scrambled up, only to find the vermin fleeing with the long patrol hares hard on their heels. Major Perigord and Rubberdub came marching up, the former cleaning his sabre on a pawful of dried grass.
"Well done, young'un. Got yourself one, I see."